This morning, I need to share a confession with all of you. There's been a problem in the Lekovich household for a little while now, and the fault lies entirely with me. And I stand before you today to admit that I have a direct sales shopping obsession. For those of you on Facebook or that just live in a neighborhood, the chances are that either you or your wife has the same addiction that I do. Direct sales, multi-level marketing companies are taking over the world right now, and they're targeting the female suburban population. Those of you have heard of the in-home parties or the Facebook parties, and there's no physical store that you can go to buy these products. They do it through direct sales marketing. You attend a party, you fall in love with this product, and then in order to earn free product yourself, you host a party and tell all your friends about why you love this. Now, you may think that I'm going to make fun of this tactic or I'm attacking these companies and their salespeople, but as a Norwex independent sales consultant, a Beachbody consultant myself, I have to attest to the fact that these are really good companies. There's a reason that I keep signing up to sell stuff to get free stuff and attending all of these in-home parties and Facebook parties. It's because they're fun. They're really great. And as Jimmy can attest to, they are everywhere. I can't even sign on to Facebook without being tempted to buy something anymore. So here's an example of what a daily news feed looks like for me. That's Jenna, one of our LuLaRoe salespeople. Jill Benson sells LuLaRoe. People from home, and you can see it's just a constant attack at me. Oh, that's mine too. Norwex, Beachbody, LuLaRoe, LipSense, Rodan and Field, Scentsy, Pampered Chef, Mary Kay, Avon, the list goes on and on and on and on. They're all completely different products. They all have completely different companies, but the one thing that these groups have in common is their marketing. A quote used by many of these companies is, I don't love it because I sell it. I sell it because I really do love it. And as consultants, you're told that don't sell the product, share the product. Jimmy would probably tell you, I would literally buy a bag of garbage if one of my girlfriends was raving about how awesome it is. And it's not because I'm a sucker for a scam. It's because somebody that I know, love, and trust is honestly sharing about what a difference this cleaning rag has made in their life. And it's obviously going to change my life, too. I have to have what they have. They aren't shoving it down my throat. They are just genuinely living life differently. They're pleased with this amazing treasure that they have. And now that I've seen it, I have to have it. The first direct sales company I can remember hearing about was Amway. And while they may be the first, I doubt it, there's probably a couple before them. The idea behind direct sales marketing didn't even start there. It actually started in biblical times. And Jesus himself was the master salesman. He didn't shove the word of God down anybody's throats. They just genuinely saw him living life differently than everybody else. He was pleased with this amazing treasure that he had. And everybody, once they witnessed it, thought, I have got to have that. Our youth are about to embark on a sales journey this week. They are selling the message of Jesus to our community right here in Charlotte. For some, the words mission trip or evangelism kind of have a taboo feel to them in our culture today. You hear evangelism and you have thoughts and a gut feeling of just guilt because you see images of these people with supposed Christians standing with big signs that say you're condemned to hell. And then you hear mission trip and you kind of have this conflicted feeling of, well, I mean, like, what makes me right? You know, how am I going to help them? I'm no better than they are. And you're right. Going on a mission trip is not about pointing out where somebody's wrong, they're living life wrong, and you are right. It's not about screaming your opinions at somebody and condemning them to hell if they don't believe exactly like you do. Going on a mission trip, being an evangelist, they're about living out what you believe. It's about shining this beautiful gift that you have and just organically sharing it with other people. It's about simply loving people, all people, for who they are, where they are, what they stand for, and allowing Jesus, who lives in your heart, to just shine through. After all, Jesus did not come to condemn. Jesus did not come to lecture or judge the hurt and the lost. He came to heal, to forgive, and to love. Being a missionary or an evangelist means that you walk around with this light inside of you, and that you live your life freely and lightly, not perfectly, that you're real, that you're honest and vulnerable with people, that you love the people that you come in contact with, and they look at you and they say, man, what is it about her? I've got to have some of that. And our youth are not the only missionaries this week. Whether you participate in the mission trip this week or not, whether the last time you opened your Bible was this morning or whether it was 2 years ago, we are all missionaries. We are all evangelists to the people in our lives and in our spheres of influence. For good or for bad, when somebody knows that you're a follower of Jesus, they see him when they see you. One of my favorite Jordan Lifer quotes that I will always remember has been, "You may be the only Bible that someone ever opens." There are people in your life right now who are hurting, who are desperate for a solution that you have living in your heart. You don't need to come and spend the night with the youth here. You could use the Hugh Phillips Memorial Shower if you'd like to. You don't have to take time off of work, be away from your families, or sacrifice any money, because loving people is fast, it's easy, and it's completely free. Earlier this morning, as we commissioned our youth for the mission trip, we looked at what Jesus says is the greatest commandment. Love God with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. He did not say, for those who are intentionally serving me, this is your greatest commandment. And he didn't say, for those of you who feel Christian today, use this on Sunday and you can kind of forget about it the rest of the week. This is the greatest commandment for all, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are to love God with our entire being and then love our neighbors every single day. In fact, Jesus, after he was crucified, appears to the disciples and he shares the Great Commission with them. And he highlights that again in this message. Matthew 28:18-20 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age.'" Those people who think the word evangelist or missionary is a little off-putting, when they read that verse, I know the words that jump out at them. Obey, command, harsh words to some. They make you see, you know what? I told you, religion is all about being perfect all of the time and having to just listen to all these rules. However, when I invite Jesus into my heart, as I read those passages, as I allow him to help me read it and see it through the lens of Jesus, I read it differently. Once I sign up to believe in Jesus, I don't sign my name to a set of impossible standards. I'm not superior to anybody else. In fact, signing up to be a Christian means simply saying, I can't do it alone. It's a humble admission of your humanity and your need for help. My religion, my faith, it doesn't make me perfect. It doesn't fill me with guilt. It gives me peace when I'm struggling. It gives me hope when I'm in despair. It gives me grace when I inevitably screw up again. My faith, my religion, they give me meaning. They give me love. And I seriously cannot imagine, how would I get through life without it? I obey Jesus because my life and the lives of the people around me, those that I care about, when I obey, life is easier. When I listen and obey the commandment to love, I'm a much happier person. I'm much more peaceful, and I can tell a major positive difference in the mood and in the lives of the people around me. Remembering, though, that I am human, I do mess up. While I wish I could say I followed that command to love every single day, I don't. And what I can tell you on those days, the days I choose not to obey, they're hard because I'm angry, I'm tired, I'm frustrated. I can see even in JB's attitude and the attitude of the other people that I come in contact with that I'm not loving, and it's rubbing off on them. Jesus tells us, obey these commands, not because he's a dictator and wants you to live life the way he says. It's because when we do, our lives are so much easier. Our hearts are more joyful. And ultimately, that joy just overflows into the world around us. Jesus calls us to be disciples. He calls us to be missionaries and evangelists to the people in our lives. And then that's how he continues to work here on earth. That is how he loves, and that is how he heals. He reaches out and hugs that colleague of yours who is going through a really bitter divorce when you, fueled by the Holy Spirit, reach out and hug that colleague. Jesus whispers those exact words of hope and peace that your family member needs to hear when you, obeying the urge placed on your heart, whisper those words. He comforts people who are in mourning when you go completely outside your comfort zone. You listen to that tug on your heart and you just pray with and for somebody. I've watched it happen before. I've sat in meetings in this place and had God speak to us mid-meeting when somebody said, hey, y'all, do y'all mind if we stop right now and just say a quick prayer? Totally out of their comfort zone, they listened to the Holy Spirit and Jesus was working through them in that moment. I've also witnessed it through one of our youth walking down the street who felt pulled by the Holy Spirit to just sit and talk with a stranger on a park bench. As she sat there, the person poured out to them, you know what, I just found out my son just died. Jesus was healing these people in those moments, but he was working through you, his disciples. We are all called to be missionaries in the world around us. We just have to be willing to listen, willing to act. Now, there is one more part of this verse. Once you get over the obey and the command part that I really don't want you to miss, Jesus says at the very end of this verse, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. The power to love somebody who has hurt you beyond words, the power to put your feet on the floor and go about your day as you battle depression and anxiety or addiction, the power to stand up when other people refuse to, the power to get outside of your comfort zone and share what makes you so special, so different, so happy. That power is all from the Holy Spirit. It is all from Jesus. He doesn't call you to go out and to be a disciple, to be a missionary on your own power. He promises, I am with you always. Our youth are going to be intentionally spending time out on the mission field this week. They're going to be pouring into others and sharing the light of Jesus. And I just want to invite all of you to do the same this week. A part of the reason that I planned this year's mission trip to be here was because I wanted the youth, myself, and all of us to understand, to have that mountaintop experience with Jesus, to serve, to love. You don't have to travel. You don't have to clear your schedule. You don't have to go anywhere. To get away with Jesus, to serve him, you can do it every day, right here, wherever you are. So I want to challenge you. I want you to think of one person right now, one person that maybe you work with, or that lives near you, or maybe is in your family. that is just really struggling right now. Maybe they lost somebody really dear to them recently. Maybe they're stuck in a job they hate or lost a job they loved. Maybe they can't even identify why, but there's something different. You noticed it, others noticed it. Something is just wrong in this person's heart and in this person's life. Whoever that person is, I challenge you to be their missionary this week. You don't have to throw a Bible in their face, but simply start by praying for that one person. Get quiet. Ask Jesus to lay something on your heart that you could do. Send them a text. Hey, man, just want to let you know I'm praying for you. Offer to bring over a meal. Run an errand for them. Invite them to have coffee or lunch and listen as they talk. Just do one thing for one person this week. And the amazing thing is, not only will you be witnessing and they be witnessing Jesus alive in the world today, they will see Jesus at work in you, and that impact that has on your heart will be amazing beyond words. Amen.